Hola amigos, ¿cómo están? Hey guys, welcome back to the Language Tutor Spanish Podcast. It's me, Danny Evans, your profesor de español. So glad you're practicing with me on this episode. And this episode was all about those possession words, mine, yours, his, hers, all of those things. And I really think this was a cool lesson, you know, not only because the viewers suggested it, but also because it's a really great lesson to fill in more of those gaps that we have when we're learning a language. And so this is going to be a great little lesson to strengthen your conversational skills. I want to do two practices with you on this episode. We're going to start a little bit basic with these words, and then I'm going to really expand it, okay? So we'll just take it step by step. Here we go. So let's talk about the first practice we're going to do together. I want to give you a word in Spanish, all right? Tell you what it means so we can just kind of get that out of the way. Then I'm going to tell you who to say it belongs to, all right? I'm going to walk you through it, but I'm going to let you think about who it belongs to, what word we would use, and also if it would be feminine, masculine, singular, plural, all those things will factor into your answer, okay? So number one is this one. The word computer in Spanish is computadora. I'll just go ahead and say there are several words in Spanish for computer, but we'll use computadora. Okay, we'll use that one for this one. I want you to say, it's ours. It's ours. Okay, put that into Spanish. All right, and hopefully you said, es nuestra. Es nuestra. All right, number two is the word for markers, which is marcadores. And we know that is masculine, marcadores. All right, and I want you to say, they are his. They are his. And for that one, hopefully you said son suyos. Son suyos. All right. Number three is the word for book. We use this one a lot when we're using examples. The word libro, which means book. And I want you to say it's mine. And hopefully you said, es mío. All right, number four, we're going to use the word for book bags, which is mochilas, mochilas, plural. And I want you to say, they are theirs. And hopefully you said, son suyas, son suyas. All right, number five, let's use that old word we use all the time, and that's car, carro, carro. And I want you to say, I want you to ask somebody actually, is it yours? And you're talking to somebody you know well, a peer. So use the tú form. Is it yours? And that should be es tuyo. Es tuyo. All right, number six is the word for blanket, which is manta. M-A-N-T-A. Manta. Now, I want you to ask somebody again, is it yours? But this time you're speaking to someone in a respectful usted way. Okay, so is it yours? And for that one, you should have said, es suya. Es suya. All right, let's go to number seven. We'll use the word for dresses, which is vestidos. Vestidos. Now I want you to say, they are theirs. They're theirs. And hopefully you said, son suyos. Son suyos. And number eight, let's use the word for dictionary, which is diccionario. And let's say, it's theirs. And that one should be es suyo, es suyo. Number nine, let's use the word for hat or cap. We're not talking about sombrero here, but just a normal ball cap that you would wear, which is a gorra, gorra, G-O-R-R-A. And this time, look, I want you to say it's mine, but I want you to really stress, it is mine, okay? Stress that and say, it's mine. And for that one, you probably should have said es la mía, because we're going to throw that word el la, los las, whenever we want to really stress who owns it. So it's mine, es la mía. All right, number 10, we're going to use an interesting word. It's one of those little troublemakers. It's a word for map, which is mapa. Now, that word ends in an A, but it is masculine, el mapa. And I want you to say, it's hers. And hopefully for that one, you said es suyo, because mapa is masculine. And that wraps up our first practice. All right, guys, let's pick up the second practice, and this time we're going to do those again, those same 10, but here's the thing. We're going to expand it, and you remember a couple of lessons ago when we learned how to say this, these, that, and those? Remember a while back when we did that? We're going to bring that in to these next sentences, because we are going to do full sentences now. I'm going to alternate between saying that and these. Okay, so if it's something that, if we're saying that, I'm going to tell you whether it's right here within our distance or whether it's way far away from us. Okay, so that way you'll know which one to use. Number one, we talked about the word computer. So let's say that computer is ours, and it's right here within reach of me, of us and the people we're talking to, okay? So that computer is ours. And for that one, hopefully you said, esa computadora es nuestra. Esa computadora es nuestra. All right, number two. We have these in our hands. Again, there's markers. These markers are his. And for that one, hopefully you said, estos marcadores son suyos. Estos marcadores son suyos. All right, number three. That book is mine, and it's right here near me and the speaker I'm talking to, okay? So that book is mine. And that should be ese libro es mío. Ese libro es mío. Let's move on to number four. These book bags are theirs. These book bags are theirs. And for that one, hopefully you said, estas mochilas son suyas. Estas mochilas son suyas. All right, number five, we're going to say, that car is yours. We're asking again, that car is yours? But here's the thing, it's not near us, it's not near me, it's not near the person I'm talking to. It's that car way over there on the other side of the street. So ask, that car is yours? And for that, you probably needed to say, aquel carro es tuyo. Aquel carro es tuyo. Okay, we use aquel because it's way over there. All right, number six, this blanket is yours. Now, remember, we're talking to someone respectfully on this one. So this blanket is yours. And hopefully you said, esta manta es suya. Esta manta es suya. All right, number seven, we're going to talk about those dresses again. Now, these are the dresses way over there. They're not near me. They're not near the person I'm talking to. Those dresses, way over there, those dresses are theirs. And for that one, we have aquellos vestidos son suyos. Aquellos vestidos son suyos. All right, let's move to number eight. This dictionary right here in my hand, this dictionary is theirs. And that would be este diccionario es suyo. Este diccionario es suyo. If we wanted to stress of them, we could say de ellas or de ellos, right? Number 9, that hat or that cap is mine. Okay, and it's near me and it's near the speaker, so it's not way over there. But I want you to stress it again. That hat is mine. All right, that would be esa gorra es la mía. Esa gorra es la mía. All right, finally, number 10, this map is hers. Remember mapa, the word that is ending in an A, but it's masculine. So this map is hers. And for that, you should have este mapa es suyo. Este mapa es suyo. And mis amigos, that wraps up this lesson and this practice. I appreciate you hanging out with me and practicing Spanish a little bit. And I wish for all of you paz y bendiciones, peace and blessings for you and all your friends and all your families. And I look forward to practicing with you on the next episode of the Language Tutor Spanish podcast. Hasta pronto.